Praise the Lord, saints. Today is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. Amen. Amen. Our message today comes from the book of Matthew's, the 7th chapter, verses 13 and 14. That's the book of Matthew's, chapter 7, verses 13 and 14. And it reads as follows. Enter through the narrow gate, for wide is the gate and broad is the way that leads to destruction, and many enter through it. But small is the gate and narrow the road that leads to life, and only a few find it. The Amplified Version says it as follows. Enter through the narrow gate, for wide is the gate and broad and easy to travel is the path that leads the way to destruction and eternal loss. But small is the gate, and narrow and difficult to travel is the path that leads the way to everlasting life, and there are few who find it. I want to speak today on the topic, the narrow road. Amen. Amen. In life, we have many choices. We decide how we live our lives and which roads we want to travel. Jesus was telling us that the path to eternal life is hard and narrow. He also mentioned that many do not find this road. Honestly, many do not even look for that road. Why is that true? Here are some reasons why we do not find or take that narrow road. Number one, we make choices in life that we believe will be a benefit to us. I mean, who intentionally makes a decision that they don't think is going to work out for them? It doesn't work that way. Number two, we make choices in life that we believe will make our lives easier, right? We don't want difficulty in our lives. The easier, the better. Am I correct? Yeah. Number three, we make choices in life that have no high demand from us. Okay, let's break that down a little bit. No high demand, meaning that we can go about our everyday life. It doesn't cause us to want to do anything else. It doesn't require us to change or to live any differently than we're living right now. It has no high demand from us at all. Number four, we make choices in life that allow us to be us and not to have to change. Jesus mentioned that this approach is taking the wide and easy path, and that path will lead to our destruction. He is saying that the easy road is taken by the world. That road has no demands from us, and we are not willing to take any other road or path for that very reason. Let's be real. We take the other paths because, to us, they are fun. We can do what we want, go where we want, act any way that we choose, and live according to our rules in life. I must confess that I have been on many roads during my life. Many. At the time I was on those roads or different paths, I gave no thought to any other path or road in my life. I was having too much fun, I thought, at the time, and I just did not care about any other path. I was content where I was. Everything on the other roads were fine and dandy for a while. For a while. Notice I said for a while, okay? But then life starts to happen. The road isn't as much when life happens, okay? Where you have to be held responsible for what you do. Can anybody relate to this? There are consequences on the other paths or roads that we take. I was having too much fun to notice. Everything comes with a price. Once the bill for our actions became due, I had to find another road, okay? Amen. I kept searching for other paths, trying to avoid the narrow one. Each road had the same result. It was fun at first, and then it wasn't. Eventually, I found the small gate and narrow road. We receive our salvation from Christ at the cross, but he requires more from us than just being saved. He requires from us to want him to be our Lord and Savior. We thought that accepting Jesus as our Lord and Savior was all that we needed to do. Accepting him and following him are two different things. Jesus mentioned in Matthew 16:24, then said Jesus unto his disciples, if any man will come after me, let him first deny himself, take up his cross, and follow me. When you follow the narrow road, you are denying yourself. The narrow road has challenges, so you pick up your cross by enduring those challenges, and you are following him on that road by doing so. Interesting, huh? The wide gate and the broad road do not follow Jesus. That path, as he states, leads you away from Jesus, okay? We chose this path because it is a lot easier than a narrow gate and road. Any road that leads you away from Jesus leads us toward destruction or a sinful life. Let me say that again. Any path or life without Jesus is bound to fail, and it leads us toward a life of destruction or a sinful life. Jesus has given us this warning as a wake-up call. He tells us that we will divert our path to correct path, things will work out. Isn't that interesting, huh? We can only hope. Now let's talk, I've been talking about the wide gate and the wide road and the broad road and all that, but let me talk about something else. Let's talk about the small gate and the narrow road. This path is not easy. I'm going to say that again. This path is not easy. We tend to think of this path as a road that is paved with gold. Well, that might be at the end of the path, but it certainly isn't on the path. Amen? Amen. Here's some things about that path. The narrow one. The road is not paved with gold, as I mentioned, but it has potholes, bumps, and gravel pits. This road is tough to travel, okay? This road has many, many challenges. This road will test us in every which way. This road requires us to change. Interesting, right? This road will make us lose ourselves to him. This road starts us on a journey to eternal life. Okay? Amen. Given these facts, it is understandable that the vast number of people make a left or right turn to avoid this road. It is the toughest road to travel. Jesus mentioned that the wide gate and broad road leads us to destruction. But he also mentioned that the small gate and the narrow road will lead us to eternal life. There are many benefits to this road, the small road, the narrow road, and the small gate. First of all, Jesus said that I stand at the door. He also stands at the gate, okay? I just wanted to throw that on out there. One of the benefits of taking the narrow road is that we will be closer to Jesus, and he will know us by name. Amen? Amen. We will be able to overcome absolutely any problems in our lives. That alone is an amen. We will be able to make good decisions. Notice I said good decision. I didn't say just decisions, but good decisions. A whole lot better than the decisions that we have been making. Amen? Another benefit, we will be able to trust God and our faith will increase. Amen? Amen. If our faith increases, that tells us that, you know, we can tell that mountain to move and it'll move, right? Amen. Another benefit is that we will be able to do great things as the Spirit of God in us will give us the power to do it. Because God can trust people that he know. Okay? Let me say that again. God can trust people that he knows. Okay? He's not going to give the power to someone who he doesn't know because he doesn't know what they're going to do with it. But, amen, if he knows you and you know him, he can give you the power and you will do only what he wants you to do with it. Amen? You'll do his will. God wants every last one of us to follow the right path. It is his will. It is absolutely, truly the will of God for us to do this. We haven't done it before, but doesn't mean that we can't do it now. The small gate is still there. We just need to find it. Saints, let us continue our journey, but let us continue it by choosing the small gate and the narrow road that will lead us to eternal life. Amen? Amen. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, we come. Thank you, Father, for this word. Thank you, Lord, that you love us so much that you're just correcting and guiding us to where we should be. Father, we repent, for we have purposely tried not to get on that road, or we have gotten on that road and veered off. For that, I repent. We all repent, Father, because we've all done it. Father, please forgive us. Have mercy upon us, O Lord. Father, I pray, Lord, that this word will go forth and people will understand that that narrow path is the correct path. It's the only path for our salvation and our eternal life. Amen. Amen. And I just pray, Lord, that your word will go throughout the land and be heard by many. I pray that they'll understand what you're saying. And I pray, Lord, that you'll be glorified in that word. I pray, Father, that you'll draw those you want to hear this word, draw them to the word, Lord. And I thank you for using me. Father, we thank you for this word. We thank you for your love, your grace, and your mercy upon all of us. And we ask it all in Jesus' precious name. Amen. God bless you all, saints. Have a good week.